Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, as well as my mission and my calling. I just got word in. I don't know a whole lot. You probably know more than I do. But we have had a shooting on one of our naval bases there in Corpus Christi. Officials at the Navy Air Station in Corpus Christi, Texas, placed the base on lockdown this morning due to an active shooter. The shooting reportedly began at around 6:15 this morning when shots could be heard, prompting the lockdown of the base's entrances. The shooter was neutralized by around 7:30. So I guess we'll find out more things. It says the Navy is reporting one security force member with an injury. So let's remember them here now when we go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we pray for this situation in Corpus Christi. We don't know what's going on, but we know that you do. And we just pray for it. Be with those who are wounded. Be with those who have been in danger. And Father, we just pray that your hand will be on all with comfort and healing. We thank you and we praise you for the God that you are, for how you love us and provide for us and care for us, put up with us. We ask that you forgive us for the many times that we do fail you. And Father, we do appreciate your help and your protection, and we ask that you will continue to do that on this nation. I have some fears going on, and I ask that you will rest those fears. I ask that you will be with our leaders, be with President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence. Father, keep them safe. May they have wise counsel around, not wild, but wise counsel around them with godly counselors. Father, we know that he is surrounded by enemies. And we know that sometimes it's hard to sift the truth and the lies. We ask that you will help him to do that. Reveal the evil. Let us all see the truth. And allow us, your people, to see your justice. That is a dangerous thing to ask, because many times we might be the ones in need of justice. May we be a people on our knees, Father, ready and willing to do your will, to be your instruments and your beacons of hope, sharing your light and your love. I thank you, Father, for my listeners, for my sponsors and my advertisers. I ask that you will bless each and every one of them in their personal lives and in their businesses and in their daily walk. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen. As I was sifting through the news today, I say that about every morning, don't I? As I was sifting through the news, you know, I told Rudy when I came into the office today, I haven't got a clue what I'm going to talk about because everything's the same on the news. But I do have some concerns, and I'm going to bring that to you. And I have one article that I read this morning that I thought was well worth reading and sharing with you. But if you'll remember, Nancy Pelosi ripped the papers in two. Remember that? We even wrote a little poem about her ripping the papers in two. She said they were all lies. Of course, it was a theatrical moment for Miss Plastic Pelosi as she ripped for each one of the cameras. And she went around and she ripped and looked at the camera and ripped and looked at the other camera. She has a disdain for you in our president. Think about how I worded that. She conveys no respect for him, for the office that he holds, or the people who elected him. Every time she insults that president, she's insulting you. She went off on something last night or yesterday sometime, talking about him having no sense and just nonsensical, and that he was like a child that comes into the house with mud on their pants. And she says he stepped in doggy doo, and everybody around him stepped in doggy doo. And I'm thinking, this woman is insane. Well, was she ripping up lies, or was she tearing apart evidence? That night in the State of the Union address, the president talked about many things. He introduced heroes and families of heroes. He talked about our economy booming and jobs. He mentioned trade, the trade deals with China, with Canada, with Mexico. And he mentioned the coronavirus concerns. They were just concerns at that moment. They didn't know what it was going to be then. But Pelosi ripped it all to shreds. She ripped up the heroes. She ripped up the coronavirus. She ripped up the jobs. She ripped up everything that the president said. Her pompous attitude is growing quite weary with me. Americans cannot have elective surgery, but oh, she had more work done while not in session, and comforted herself with high-dollar ice cream. It's obvious to look at her. She's a plastic surgery mess. She calls the president morbidly obese. But she wouldn't dare say such a thing about a certain Democrat vice president candidate, would she? But of course now we know that she does think it. That's the way she looks at things, right? She's judgmental. She's superficial. She's not a leader. But she is dangerous. The Democrat, supposed candidate for president, shows his inability to lead every day with his lack of memory and incompetence of words and the understanding of even the questions asked of him in interviews. Now, we all have moments like this. I have them. You see mine. You hear mine every day on the air. Rudy has to tell me the word because I've lost it. But he has a little voice in his ears. It's got his little earbud there. I don't know who the voice is. Is it Jill? Why would his family let him finish his political career of 40-some years in such a negative way, with lacking of all respect and dignity? Why would they do that? We are in a war, my friends. The politicians are playing games, power struggles of the deep state, the socialists, the globalists, the greedy. China is a dangerous nation to reckon with. And yes, we are on the brink of war. Perhaps not boots-on-the-ground battle, but war nonetheless. Many have said that the coronavirus is a Trojan horse, but I have come to believe that China has had a foothold in this nation for decades, gaining strategic strength over us through trade and theft, and they own many of our professors in the universities, brainwashing our youth and preparing them for positions of power in this nation. China is our enemy, and Congress, including Pelosi, is in bed with the enemy. The Democrats, the rhinos, they refuse to call China out for this pandemic. In fact, the Democrat mayors and governors are helping to stop Americans from producing and fighting back. They want the president to not implement more tariffs, to not punish China. What about America? Are you able to see the handwriting on the wall? You, America? The virus is real. There's no question in that. The continued severity is, however, in question. Americans cannot continue to hide, and if we do, we are the new China. Your next job, your next living location will be assigned to you, and you will receive the pay the government deems okay. $15 minimum or equality pay? Or will it even be that much? Who's to say? Wake up, America. The woke have their heels dug in, and we cannot let them win, or our children, our grandchildren, our ancestors coming, our future generations will be slaves. They will be their slaves. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I am concerned about China, and I'm not going to deny it. I am very concerned. Should have been concerned 10, 15 years ago. But I was blind. The coronavirus. More evidence is coming out, and we had Dr. Chang on last week on Monday, not this Monday, but a week ago. More evidence is coming out that this came from a lab. Now, they're not saying it was on purpose. They can't say that. Was it a leak? You know, the lab leaked out a virus. They're always playing with these coronaviruses. They've had escapes before. But somehow they can't seem to leak out the data that would help the world fight this virus. Maybe they don't have anything that's helpful. It took more lives there than what they've allowed people to know. It says here in this article, and this is coming from the Daily Caller, and it's written by Peter Hansen. Our observations suggest that by the time SARS-CoV-2, the underlying virus that causes the coronavirus, was first detected in late 2019. It was already pre-adapted to human transmission. So they don't believe it escaped from an animal, from the bat, but from a person. The sudden appearance of a highly infectious SARS-CoV-2 presents a major cause for concern that should motivate stronger international efforts to identify the source and prevent near future
reemergences. You know, because this isn't the first time, and every time it's come from China. Whether it was an accident or not, they're not sharing with anyone is not an accident. That is intentional. They're profiting from it. Well, I've got something here later on that I'm going to share with you about how they have profited from this. And it's amazing to me how stupid we can be here in this country. How naive to think that, well, if we make China rich, they'll be just like us. They'll be all happy people. But no, they're not. They're communists, just like our government is turning communist. You could see it. You could see it in the behavior. The behavior of our elected officials. The behavior of the people that will elect those who want to create more social programs and take more money from you, and then they get more social programs, and then they take more money from you. Well, Trump is doing whatever he can to help. A lot of people think he should put down the hammer on these governors that are not letting the people free, letting the people go to work. But he hasn't yet. But he has done a few things. I just got this morning. Well, it actually was yesterday, but I just got it this morning. It says Trump signs recovery executive order to boost U.S. jobs. The president just waived unnecessary regulations. It says in an effort to jumpstart the economy, after the pandemic, President Donald Trump is signing an executive order to eliminate unnecessary regulations. The order will direct government agencies to waive regulations to promote job growth. It will also task agencies with deciding which 600 previously waived regulations should be permanently eliminated. Permanently eliminated. Senior Trump administration officials told the Daily Caller that the regulatory relief to support economic recovery executive order is the first time in living memory that a president has responded to a national crisis by deregulating instead of grabbing more power. Now stop and think about that statement. Remember when President Washington was offered to be the king of this nation, and he refused it? We don't need a king, people. The president of the United States, whether you love him or hate him, he's not the one that's grabbing the power. He's trying to put the power back in your hands. Do you want it? Or are you washing your hands of it and giving it to the socialist leaders? Independent America. We're going to be Monday. Everybody will be at barbecues, maybe. They might be small barbecues. You might have be spread out across the yard just throwing notes at each other. That would be a cute thing. Everybody do paper airplanes with notes back and forth. That would be a pretty good contest. I'm terrible at paper airplanes. I never could make one. I'll show you later. I can't make a paper airplane. My brother was pretty good at it, though. My brother Tommy, he was pretty good at paper airplanes. But Memorial Day is Monday. It's the kickoff day of summer for most of America, anyway. Don't know what it's going to take this year. I mean, that's usually when the pools open up and everybody starts having some fun. Maybe get their first sunburn if it doesn't rain. We've had a lot of rain in Missouri. I don't know about everywhere else. But when we celebrate these holidays, Memorial Day is to remember those that we have lost. It originally was about, it was the Southern ladies that wanted to remember both soldiers. Remember, there were soldiers of red, I'm sorry, of blue and gray, in the same families. We have in the same families today people that argue over politics. Rudy has a friend that has said now that anybody who likes Trump, he's not going to have him as a friend on Facebook anymore. That's crazy. But this is the first time in history during a war, instead of grabbing more power, a president has deregulated. Why is it important? Trump's deregulatory agenda during the crisis breaks from past presidential norms. The trend has been for leaders to expand government benefits during times of turmoil. Now, you look at what Pelosi's trying to put through with this. It's not going to pass, but even if they pass a little bit of it, it's not good. This order makes a departure with Trump eliminating government rules or provisions. Trump had previously suspended regulations in order to improve the health care system. Do you remember that? At the beginning of this. And that has been the problem with the health care when government has their feet and their hands in it. You're the tar baby stuck to it. You can't get away. They've got so many rules and regulations and laws and fines. It's not more economical. And it's been proven it failed during the pandemic until President Trump lifted some of the regulations that were stifling the ability to act swift and fast. The intended goal is to focus on moving burden businesses normally shouldered with the hopes that they will be able to quickly reopen and hire workers. With fewer rules, fees, and fines, businesses will have less government involvement to contend with as they try to earn profits. This order paves the way for permanent cuts in regulations, which Trump and others have called stealth taxes. That's exactly what they have been. It's exactly. And Congress is coming unglued. The bureaucracy is coming unglued. Oh, my gosh. All those rules and regulations, those fines, those fees. What are we going to do? How are we going to penalize the people if he does this? And then you see the governors. Oh, yes, the governors and the mayors who are punishing people, turning off their water if they dare open business, turning off their electricity if they dare open their business, removing their license and their permits. Taking them away. How can they do that if you've already paid? Then you'll have to pay again. And you'll have to pay again. Think about what they're doing to the people in this nation. Oh, the arrogance as they rip their papers. Are they ripping up the lies or are they tearing up the evidence and exposing the truth of their arrogant socialist communist hearts? I think they bleed for China, not for you. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have an article. Pandemic is shining a light on the American character. Some good, some ain't so good. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BETHANN. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now. 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have an article here. It goes along with what I was just saying. But it's written by somebody that was actually there when Trump first came down, before he left and came down the elevator and announced his presidency. And his word then was, it's starting to happen. And, of course, the hopes of what he ran on was to clean up some of the problems. And he struggled to do it. And we ain't got it all cleaned up yet. We don't have a wall on the border because the Democrats and the rhinos don't want it. You know? Charlie Reese was correct. If they wanted to fix a problem, they'd have fixed a problem. But they don't want to fix it. They are having too much fun getting rich by it. So, in this article here, and I'm not going to share it in its entirety, but in this article here, he's talking about what they're going to do. And, of course, we already read where he was going, where he's lifted some of the regulations. But he's also trying, and we have talked about this in the past, he's also trying to make sure that our pharmaceutical companies, that they make our medications here, not over there by the enemy. We have a caller. We have Tom from South Carolina. Tom, how are you today?
Doing pretty good. Haven't been calling you lately because I listen on shortwave and the reception's been poor until just recently.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard other people tell me that.
I wanted to speak a little bit about something that I think is we're being mistreated and kept afraid and sick on purpose.
Absolutely.
The World Health Organization and their collaborators, including,
yes,
I think, Fauci.
I agree.
As a young fellow, I used to have little canker sores, mouth sores. A lot of people have that. It's herpes simplex. I read an article, I think probably in Reader's Digest, that said zinc might help. Well, I tried it,
yes,
and it helped plenty.
Yes.
And then so I started using it for a common cold and use it as needed, little 50-milligram zinc tablets, and very available, very cheap. And it can hold it at bay until your body becomes immune. And I suspect that it would probably work quite well on the coronavirus.
They have mentioned zinc.
Well, say again?
They have mentioned just recently zinc,
yeah,
using
well,
zinc.
It's been mentioned for quite a while, but it's been suppressed, in my humble opinion. The cocktail with the chloroquine, the azithromycin, and the zinc. The zinc is the antiviral part of it. And I think that we could have avoided a lot of death if people had used it early on, if they knew how to use it, if the medical profession would tell them about it. But I think a lot of the medical profession doesn't know. But I think at the top, I think they do know. There's no money to be made on it because it's cheap. You dig it out of the ground. Zinc is very cheap. So they would opt for things that are very expensive. But zinc,
you know,
doesn't
I was... see.
And so I want to tell another little story about Faust. I took German in college, and we read a story. It's classic German literature. Dr. Faust, who practiced back in the days of leeches and bloodletting, and he said of himself that he probably killed more people than he saved with his medicine. So he made a deal with the devil. You help me out in life, you can have my soul in death. And I suppose he thought that he could renegotiate with the devil, but he lost. The devil got him. So now we have our little spouse, our little spousey here, diminutive spouse, who I think is responsible. In my opinion, he is responsible for a lot of death because they have suppressed the effectiveness of zinc. And I've heard many reports from different doctors, and I've had my own experience with it for a great many years. I think it's being suppressed on purpose.
I think you're right. And I was trying real quickly here, and I'm not doing a very good job of it, one-handed, trying to reach across my desk here to my computer. But they had an act or something they were trying to pass here several years ago to regulate and fix it so you couldn't go buy things like zinc or vitamin C or any supplements. They didn't want you to be able to go out and buy that on your own. You had to go get it from a doctor. And I can't remember what the name of that was. And I can't reach my computer to get it out. But anyway, that I remember, Tom, when I had just started working for a medical clinic. And within the first couple of weeks, anybody who starts working for the medical clinic usually comes down sick because you haven't worked up an immunity to what's there yet. And you got all these sick people walking in.
Yeah.
And it happened to be Thanksgiving. I just started the job prior to Thanksgiving, and I was over at my dad's, and I wasn't feeling very good. And he kept walking over there, and he finally just set it down. He says, "You start sucking on this zinc." Well, it was nasty because it was just a zinc tablet. So I was doing that, and it didn't instant cure me. I think I was already too into it. But I didn't last too long. I did have to. I was supposed to work on Friday, and I couldn't because I was still running a fever and such. But my dad said zinc is what you need to be taking. And so it is known. It is suppressed. And, you know, there's a reason that the government... Not so long ago, the people fought it pretty hard. They wanted to control all the supplements and vitamins that you might pick up on your own. Can't have you bypassing the doctors. So,
well, they don't want to
or the pharmaceutical business.
They don't want to
I'm sorry.
Take care of ourselves. They want to take care of us, you know, do good things for us. In the meantime, they're doing something to us.
Right. Right. All right. Well, I agree with you 100%, and I'm going to tell people zinc's not going to hurt you. Go out and get you some zinc.
Okay. Another advice, I've heard several people mention the New American magazine. John Birch Society puts it out. I'm in it, and you can get the magazine without actually joining. It's a very good magazine, two editions a month, and it's mostly current events, but with some history, mostly educational with a little bit of activism. I advise this for anybody who wants to bypass the evening news and pick up a little bit better information, the New American.
Okay, the New American. Just go on a website or?
Well, you can probably look up John Birch Society.
Okay.
And they'll tell you how to subscribe to their magazine, The New American.
All right. All right, Tom. Thank you for sharing that. Appreciate it. God bless you. You know, we have a lot of things that are at our disposal, and I cannot remember the name of that act, and it's not coming up. They're trying to hide it from me, I guess. It's kind of a quirky little long name that just meant that they were going to regulate. What they wanted to do was regulate supplements and make sure that you couldn't just buy them, even aspirin, without a prescription. And I can't remember the name of it. I'll try and figure it out over the break when we go into a break. But I have this article, and it goes on, and it's talking about the $354 million contract that our government, Trump administration, awarded to a private company to manufacture generic medicines and pharmaceutical ingredients, and it's in Richmond, Virginia. And it's starting to happen, is what he said. It's starting to happen. President Donald Trump is doing as much as he can with all the fighting that he's got around him to get this done. You know, the company is PHLOW, Flow Corporation. It's a new upstart company, and they will be making the drugs used to treat COVID-19. They will be stored in a strategic stockpile of pharmaceutical ingredients to be used in the event of drug shortages and an emergency. You know, that's one thing that he's not getting credit from the left and even the rhinos that are still defending China. But President Donald Trump, he stepped up, and people, states, started getting what they needed. The medical care, additional hospital beds, the medicines, everything that they needed to fight this COVID or to treat the people with the COVID. But he's not getting credit for that. And he did it, and he did it using the private sector and pulling people together. And that, my friends, is a true leader, not somebody like Pelosi with 1,800 pages of how she's going to spend your money. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow, and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I told everybody they could go get zinc, but, you know, there are some people that are allergic to some things, so you got to be careful what you say. Use it at your own discretion. You should know, if you're my age, you should know if you're allergic to it or not. How to hold China accountable. That's what we're going to have to do, my friends. The pandemic is shining a light on the American character. I want to read this to you in its entirety. It's written by Mr. Owens, and it came from American Greatness. In his history, and I can't pronounce these words, I'm just going to say it, Peloponnesian War, did I even come close, Thucydides, wrote that war is a rough master that brings most men's characters to a level with their fortunes. The same can be said for the current coronavirus emergency. It has revealed both the best and the worst in the character of Americans. On one hand, it has demonstrated the fortitude of the healthcare personnel who have manned the front lines against the virus, as well as the commitment of those who have maintained America's supply chain. On the other hand, it has revealed three negative features of American life. The first is the predisposition of too many political leaders of tyrannical behavior. There's a real tyranny, the imposition of one-size-fits-all, arbitrary, sweeping, draconian approach to the virus, which has caused massive and mounting collateral damage. It's the imposition of regulations that violate the Constitution itself by many governors and mayors. Those who have revealed their inner tyrant include the New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, California Governor Gavin Newsom, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, she's a winner, I'll tell you what. The essence of the will to tyranny
was best summarized by Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. She said in response to unauthorized gatherings in her city that to save lives, we will shut you down. We will fight you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. Now, this is saying this at the same time that they're letting all the bad guys out. Of course, we are assured that those who issue these edicts do so for our own good. But as C.S. Lewis wrote in God in the Dog, Essays on Theology, of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised by the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes meet. His cupidity may be at some point infatuated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. They may be more likely to go to heaven, yet at the same time likelier to make hell on earth. The second negative feature revealed by the current emergency is what author Roger Simon has called moral narcissism. The tendency of many Americans to denigrate those who disagree with them, disagree with their draconian measures that have deemed necessary to combat the virus. Moral narcissism goes beyond old-fashioned virtue signaling. The latter is a way to demonstrate one's own moral superiority. The former requires one to shame those who don't agree. Thus, those who call attention to the very real economic and psychological costs of these draconian measures have blood on their hands. Willing to let people die in order to go back to work, according to the moral narcissist, the fact that such benighted souls are willing to trade lives for money makes it clear that they are selfish and stupid. The third negative, he says here, is and perhaps the most troublesome, is that this moral narcissism pits Americans against each other in a very dangerous way by inviting them to inform on their fellow citizens if they are not following the rules. Indeed, some states and cities have set up tip lines to allow informants anonymously to rat out their neighbors. Do we really want to set out on a path to becoming a surveillance state? The coronavirus crisis is real, but the effects on public health are just part of the problem. The long-term health of the economy matters as well. Political actors should be looking at the opportunity costs, trade-offs, and risks associated with various courses of action. But that's not the way the tyrannical government officials, the moral narcissists, or the anonymous informers are looking at things. They know they are right, and that is all that matters. You see, I don't necessarily agree that they know that they're right. I think they're just narcissistic. They believe themselves to be above the law, above you. You are nothing. And how dare you not obey their rules, follow their orders? How dare you even mention the Constitution of the United States? Now, I couldn't probably do a great debate with Alan Dershowitz. And he's come out, he's not a fan of the president, but he's come out in support of the Constitution with the president. But last night, he was in support of a vaccine being forced upon the people. If this, and if that, and if this, and if... Why? You know, we've had people refuse certain types of medical treatment because of their faith. We can all dispute it, but that's not the way we feel. We feel that's their prerogative, is it not? But I guess, you know, wearing a seatbelt is wise. most of the time. Not taking poison is good. Pretty much all of the time. The coronavirus just left an open opportunity for the tyrants to grab more power. Not your president. He's trying to give you more power to open your businesses, to have a job. That's not what these governors, that's not what Pelosi, that's not what Schumer, that's not what any of those rhinos, Mitt Romney, that's not what they want. They want China to continue to prosper because they're making money off of China. And they want to put down the American people that put their thumb on you and hold you. They don't want you to prosper. They don't care if you have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's not even in their thoughts. Their thoughts are more power, more money, and Pelosi, more plastic, and more high-dollar ice cream. Not for you. Wake up, America, or we'll be the new champion. Let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.